Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. The Environment Minister has come in for some strong criticism today over his time as President of the National Assembly. Mediapart, the online investigative newspaper, has uncovered evidence of extravagant entertaining by François de Rugy while in the role between 2017 and 2018. Expensive dinners of lobster and champagne, all funded by the state, took place at least a dozen times, according to the news agency, who have labelled the action as his life at the chateau. However, Mr. de Rugy has been defending himself this afternoon at a press conference, saying the report is biased, and he has denied that it was dinner amongst friends. Government spokesperson Sibeth Ndiaye later announced the continued support for de Rugy by both the President and the Prime Minister. And keeping within the French political sphere, the committee selecting the République En Marche candidate for the Paris municipal elections will tonight unveil their preference between Benjamin Griveaux, Hugues Rincent and Cédric Villani. All three gave a speech yesterday to officially put forward their candidacy. The Health Minister, Agnès Buzyn, has today announced that homeopathic medicine will no longer be reimbursed by the state as of 2021. Ms. Buzyn has said that she agrees with the verdict of France's health authority that homeopathy does not project a convincing enough case that it is efficient in helping patients with their illnesses. As of next year, only 15% will be reimbursed and all repayments totally abolished the year after. The fifth stage of the Tour de France has seen Peter Sagan snatch victory in the race between Saint-Dié-des-Vosges and Colmar, strengthening his position on the leaderboard. However, the French rider, Julien Alaphilippe, retains the yellow jersey for now. Tomorrow sees the start of the mountain stages as competitors cycle the 160 kilometres between Mulhouse and La Planche des Belles Filles. And finally to Wimbledon, where world number one Novak Djokovic has cruised through to the next round, beating Belgian David Goffin in three sets. Former champions Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer have also been playing out on court this afternoon. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.